Chapter 4 Pox did not see the rangers before they stepped into the clearing, their soft green and tawny cloaks and tunics, patterned in muted shades of the same colors, hid them well in the woods. Halloran greeted them.
"Here I am back, friends, from Seya, with a recruit for you for the summer. This is Poxenarian, a proven warrior."
"Greetings to you, lady," said the tallest of the rangers. "Do you know our tongue?"
"Yes, by the kindness of Ardheel, of the Kirin Vale," replied Pox, as formally as she could. He nodded to her with a brief smile and turned back to Halloran.
"We thank you, Halloran, for your help, though we had hoped for more than one."
Halloran frowned and shot a quick glance at Pox. She had the feeling he wished she didn't speak the language. She started to speak, but could think of nothing to say. The tall one noticed her discomfort and gave her another smile.
"It is not that we think you are unable, Poxenarian, but we lost so many to the fever that were you a demigod, you might find more than you could do. May I ask what experience you have had? Halloran's word is enough for your character, but each sword has its own virtue."
Pox had expected some such question. She hoped her hesitation would be laid to the unfamiliar language.
"Sir—" "My pardon," he interrupted. "You have not had the courtesy of our names yet. I am Giron, of mixed elf and human parentage, as are most of us, and these are Fair, Plevis, Ansuli, and Tamar."
The others nodded to Pox, and she nodded back.
"Now, if you will."
The pause had restored her calm.
"Yes, sir. I was in Duke Phelan's company for 3 campaign seasons as an infantry soldier, then for a few months on my own."
She was reluctant to bring up the Elfane Tag. Halloran was not.
"Do not be modest, Poxenarian. Giron, she freed our brother and the Elfane Tag. You know that tale."
"Indeed, you are that Poxenarian, then. I had heard that you went from that to the guardsmen at Finn Paneer."
Pox nodded. "I did. I trained with them for 1/2 year, and then rode with the expedition to Kolobia."
"And was Luop's stronghold found?"
Giron seemed genuinely interested.
"Yes."
Pox felt her throat tighten. She did not want to tell these strangers all that had happened. Again Halloran broke into the conversation. "Poxenarian was staying with a Quokkan of Brewer's Bridge when I came there. She had recovered from old wounds under his healing. He recommended her to me."
"Ah!"
Giron looked hard at Pox.
"You left the guardsman, then. Why?"
From his tone and look, she thought he must have heard something, and wondered which tale it had been, and whether false or true.
"I could not fight for a long time. I thought I might never be able to again, so I left."
"The Quokkan healed, but the guardsman could not?"
Pox nodded.
You have left a lot unsaid, Poxenarian. Can you fight now? We need no ailing rangers. We have enough of those."
"I think so, sir."
"We have come from Brewer's Bridge as fast as I would have cared to come alone," said Halloran.